from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All deadline back to Sunday to decide whether they're going to guarantee his $30 million or not. What does that mean? Well, that means clearly the Warriors want to make a deal. And according to Mark Stein, he has covered the NBA for decades and decades. And I'll also add, he's got a good relationship with the Golden State Warriors. He is reporting that Paul George is the Warriors' number one priority above all else at this point. Paul George. The Warriors are all in on Paul George, and it's probably a big reason why they pushed Chris Paul's guarantee back to Sunday. Paul George tomorrow has to decide whether he's going to opt in or opt out. If Paul George opts out, the Warriors are out on him. They can't sign him as a free agent.
News.
But it looks more and more likely that he's simply going to opt in try to get traded. Or the Clippers clearly, well, I don't know if they clearly do, but if he opts in, then the Clippers can get something for him, as opposed to if he walks and he just walks, they won't go. They won't get anything back for him.
Yeah, and that makes all the sense in the world, and that's what I expect to happen tomorrow on the Paul George front. But that's Stein news, Steiny, that he is priority number one, PG-13. I get it. I understand it. And if you're a fan and you're on board and you think Curry and Dre need help, I mean, we're gonna know something here soon. So, again, it would be crushing to me if we find out tomorrow somehow, and again, I don't expect it to happen, he opts out.
Yeah, I'm. When you hear something this concrete, Warrior fans, and it's Mark Stein, and you don't have to trust me, but trust me, Stein's a big boy, and he's tapped in, and he's reporting Golden State has this week prioritized the trade pursuit of the LA Clippers' Paul George above all other business. And if you want to check out Mark Stein, you can check him out on Twitter at Steinline, 888-957-9570. So what do we know? We know the Golden State Warriors
are serious.
They want Paul George. I mean, they want him. They want him. How much do they want him?
What about, man?
Do they want him Jonathan Kuminga enough?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the one thing that I think we've forgotten a little bit here is if the Warriors find a way to acquire Paul George and extend him for $200 million over 4 years, what will that mean for Kuminga, who would love to get his extension this summer for $30-plus million over 4 years?
Now, that the Warriors would be PG-13's money, Steiny, if you decided you had to use them to get them.
Well, exactly. Exactly. The Warriors could probably kick the can down the road one more year because Kuminga's extension will not kick in next year. It'll kick in the year after. So, I mean, we can ask that simple question. Would you give up Jonathan Kuminga as a in a package that gets you Paul George? That's pretty much the question I gotta believe that the Warriors are going to have to answer. And maybe they've drawn a line in the sand where they say, we want Paul George more than anything else, but we won't go there, meaning Jonathan Kuminga. 888-957-9570 is the number. Goo?
You know me. I'm ready.
You're ready to move it. Kuminga?
Yes, and I know you don't care about feelings, but you do understand these guys have egos. Let's be honest. If you're Jonathan Kuminga or you're his family member or friend, you don't want to see PG-13 come in here. It's your time. And I think a great comp for Kuminga in a perfect world would be able to have the skill set and the natural polish of being able to create off the dribble, step back and shoot like a PG-13, Stoney. So I think it's a perfect fit. And again, to me, I think just thinking of what Kirk Lacob shared with us yesterday, it's about, hey, we could hit the fast forward button and get a Kuminga version of a polished NBA guy in Paul George that can help us win right now. Yeah, we don't want to lose a Kuminga, but we kind of are getting him in the trade, and he'll be ready to hit the ground running. And I heard the great Eddie Johnson on with Bonte and Shasky this morning, Stoney. He thought if the Warriors were able to pull this PG-13 trade off, that they're a problem in the West with George, Dre, and Paul George. And I agree.
Define problem.
A threat. You know, define to win a threat. Round two or even get to the Western Conference Finals.
Well,
that's why you're doing the trade.
I love Eddie Johnson.
Yeah.
I love Eddie Johnson. Keith Smith joining us at 11 o'clock. That's in 20 minutes. Keith Smith works for Spotrac and also at Front Office Show on YouTube. He is tapped into the NBA. He knows money inside and out. We've had him on before, and I guarantee you, after we talk to Keith Smith, we'll have more to talk about. But the question I have for Warrior fans now is it's pretty simple. Would you give up Jonathan Kuminga as part of a deal that involves Paul George?
You gotta feel like that's a part. It would have to be a mandate, right? Could you imagine the Clippers not? Hey, you know what? Give us Wiggins. Man, Kuminga, I mean, his upside is, I get it, Stoney. I just don't know if he'll ever meet it. But dude is a physical specimen.
You know, the other thing that could theoretically happen is, Paul George opts in. The Warriors say, you know, we want Paul George. We'll give you anybody but Kuminga and Curry. And maybe the Clippers are like, we've got to have Kuminga. Well, you can't. All right, then what happens? Well, you know what happens? We move on.
And we run it back or try to get something, you know, somewhere else, Donnie, but it won't be as big as what Paul George represents.
707, you aren't trading Kuminga. Kuminga was our second best player last year. Calm yourself, Guru. We want both Kuminga and Paul George together. Trade Wiggins. What if you can't get Paul George and Kuminga? What if Dunleavy knows that you can't get Paul George without coming off of Kuminga?
Yeah.
Coming to shove.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this about that. I just go back to what you talked about yesterday in regard to Joe Lacob, early on in the season, calling the Lakers to see the availability of one LeBron James. Stoney, you don't think they knew that Kuminga might be, if they were really to get down and get busy like Arsenio Hall and pull off a deal, you think the Warriors don't know that Kuminga would have to be a part of that package?
I mean, I'm sure they've been wrestling with this idea for a while. Maybe it hasn't come this close, though.
And that's where, exactly.
To getting done, but...
Now they're like, you know what? If we want it, we got to do it.
This is one of those things. Like, I don't want to trade Kuminga, but I also don't want to stand pat. So we're getting back to me believing that making a great move is going to be hard. But all that said, the reason I probably have to say no, why I wouldn't give up Kuminga, I think I might be able to give up Kuminga, but it's all the stuff that's going to come along with it. Like, Paul George getting $210 million for the next 4 years. And then, I think if we're honest with ourselves, the Warriors are going to have to give up a couple first-round picks. Mm. And you see that deal for Mikal Bridges, 4 unprotected firsts they got. And, I mean, look, the Warriors have 3 things they got to try to figure out. Do they want to trade Kuminga? Do they want to extend Paul George
and Clay
for 4 years? And then 3, actually, Clay's not in this one.
Well,
Are they willing to give up future first-round draft picks that might be unprotected? And I also think what's obvious is if they get Paul George, Clay's not coming back.
That's just, I agree with wholeheartedly with that part. And that's probably why Clay is upset, knowing, I mean, this is what that signals, is they're trying to go big game hunting, Steiny.
Right.
And that would end the tenure of one Clay Thompson in the Golden State Warrior uniform. I'll tell you what, I'm excited that Chris Paul, we're going to find something out by Sunday, because that could be the tea leaves to let you know the reality of the Warriors being able to pull this off, right? And then also Paul George doing what we expect him to do just tomorrow, and that's opt in.
I mean, if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, you absolutely want Paul George to opt in to his contract with the Clippers. Absolutely. Doesn't guarantee he'd be a Warrior, but if he becomes a free agent, they can't get him.
What scares me about him, Steiny, is Wendy reported he wants to stay on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Obviously, coming here, he does that. Is why would he want to leave? You know, he's at home. He's from Palmdale. Why would he want to leave? That is what, you know,
he wants 4 years.
Yeah. And we don't know yet if the Clippers don't want to give that to him.
Exactly. This could also be one of those things that what leads it up. The Clippers may say, you know what, the hell with it. We'll give him 4 years. And Paul George just stays a Clipper unless they get a deal they love. Let's go to Dr. Z in San Jose. What's up, Dr. Z? How you doing?
What's happening, gentlemen? Nice to hear you guys.
Thank you.
I got a question for the president of the PG fan club in the Bay Area, Guru himself.
Go ahead.
He used to be the president of the Kuminga fan club, and he used to be the president of the Poole fan club, but now he's with PG. I got one question for you. Why exactly do you think Mr. Ballmer doesn't want to give him a max contract?
Well, we don't know that for one, that he doesn't want to give.
Well, there wouldn't be any question. If he didn't want to give it to him, well, he'd already be signed for life.
Why
do you think he doesn't want to?
I'll say this, because I'm not operating on the premise that he doesn't want to, but the great Bob Myers shared with us, you don't have to make a decision until you have to. And that could very well be what's going on, and he could get that extension that you talk about Ballmer doesn't want to give to him. But to answer your question, I don't care why he doesn't want to give to him. One man's junk is the next man's treasure. And Paul George can steal ball, and he could help the Golden State Warriors.
Guru, I love you. I listen to you all the time.
Go ahead.
When you're healthy and on your game. But, Steiny, you tell me why Mr. Ballmer doesn't want to pay him. I can give you a reason why.
Well, there's probably
Everybody is just trying to leverage their negotiation. That's all this is. I can't even believe that we're still talking about this.
Well, so, yeah, but there's clearly something there with Paul George and the Warriors.
Yes.
Okay.
He wants his max deal.
Right.
And Ballmer doesn't want to give it to him.
Right.
And somehow there's a report that, well, the Warriors will give it to
Correct.
Him. Who would want that information out there? It's not in the Warriors' interest to say they would give it to him.
Well, first of all, do you believe that the Warriors would give it to him?
I think it's an insane thing if they would. I'm hoping they're not that foolish.
Mm. I'm kind of with you. I think it's an unbelievable risk, but
read the scoreboard.
Would they do it? I wonder. Is the question? Go ahead, Dr. Z. One more.
Because I love listening to you.
No,
guys.
You're the man.
Thanks, Dr. Z. Appreciate it.
So
man.
He's out.
I mean,
I just real quick, Steiny, I disagree that his tenure in L.A. and him getting the four from the Clippers is over. I think this is just part of – this could be part of the
Well, my understanding is the dog and pony show right here. Well, my understanding is if they get – if Paul gets – the second apron's in play for the Clippers too. And even though it's Ballmer –
we've got deep pockets.
The problem with the second apron isn't the money penalty. It's the handcuff that it puts you in with other moves down the line. This is Brian Windhorst, ESPN. He's reacting to Chris Paul and the Golden State Warriors pushing back the guarantee, the deadline for his guarantee.
I just think to point out, the Warriors, even though they had a very disappointing season and missed the playoffs, they are not giving up. They may be trying to rein in their spending a little bit, but they're not giving up. We know this because they tried to trade for LeBron last February. So even if it's not Paul George, they're going to be taking big swings. And where Klay Thompson fits into that is still a little bit of a mystery. So very big, important days for three or four major contenders coming up real soon here.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
I'll tell you what.
Big swings.
I'll tell you what.
To the last, our guy, the last caller.
How much mileage is Lacob going to get out of that phone call to L.A.?
Oh, man.
I mean, geez.
But it would have shifted the basketball world for LeBron and Steph to even play together.
They said, what are you even talking about?
Well, you've played poker. What it signaled to me is Joe didn't like his hand.
What it signals to me
and now
is,
here we are,
what it signals
later,
to me is Joe Lacob must have felt like it was 4th and 25 at the trading deadline and he needed to throw a Hail Mary and it was batted down. Just batted down.
Right, but I'll tell you what it also signaled. That's a one. Mm. What it also signaled is he's not in the garden like, hey, let me show you they're growing. Look at these seeds. That's what he's not doing. That's what the big swings that Wendy talks about. Those are already ready-made, Donnie.
You know, and the other
needs
thing,
no fertilizer.
You know, the other thing I want to say is,
talk to me.
Joe Lacob bought the team in 10, I think 2010. Was it 2012? I always get that mixed up. Anyway, from the day he started owning the team, the Warriors have been linked to everybody. It's something that they've created. It's something that it looks like it might be true. But the reality is when these guys say, oh, the Warriors are going big fish hunting.
Right.
Well, that's no different than Lacob's been talked about for 12 years. They went big game hunting for Dwight Howard in 2012. They've been linked to Giannis. They've been linked to Embiid. They're always a team that's mentioned when a star becomes available. So that's where I'm thinking that part's not much different. You know what? If Jimmy Butler is available in Miami, the Warriors will be linked to Jimmy Butler. It's just how much of it's true. I do think the Warriors are making calls on everybody, They've made calls on everybody for 12 years.
Well, I'll say this. During that 12 years, I don't think they've been the Warriors operating from a place of desperation. I think there's some desperation in the Warriors admitting and knowing, you know what? The end is near. It's coming to a head, and let's maximize it. So, Stani, I bring that up because the energy and the urgency of trying to land another big fish, it just feels different now because you know time is running out and you're coming off a year where you didn't qualify for the playoffs.
Here's Anthony Slater on why he's a little bit skeptical of the Paul George situation.
Maybe it's the skeptical side of me. I still kind of think this ends up with Paul George going back to the Clippers at a number that they probably agree on. It kind of seems like it's a large leverage poker play that's going on and there's nothing. You know, and they're taking it kind of to the buzzer.
That would be the Aaron Judge model, right? Using the Giants or PG, just, you know, using this podcast and doing what he's doing, Stani, knowing him and the missus don't really want to come to the Bay.
I mean,
and get bipped.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to bet, I'd bet Paul George is back in L.A., but the only reason I would bet that is because it's hard, you know, it's hard to make trades. Most trades don't happen. Some do, and I would just go on kind of the percentage is there. But
I'll be shocked as hell, Steiny, if he decides to take his services and they trade him.
Put it in the. You ready to put something else in the cap? Put it in the cap that late July podcast, Draymond Green, Paul George, and they're both saying, "Oh, it was close." It was close.
I hope you're wrong.
No, it was close.
I don't want to hear that.
I would have come to the Warriors, but I'll bet anybody.
Next question.
That caller was, I love the caller that said he loved me and I was the president, but.
Well, he didn't like what you said.
Well, I want him to call back if Ballmer gives Paul those 4 years. Because I believe that could, like, if the Warriors can't pull this off, it's because they said, you know what? Not they gave in. Here you go, Paul. We want you to be a Clipper going to this.
What does that say? What does that tell you, though? That Paul George believes the Clippers are better than the Warriors.
Well, yeah. And he's been comfortable.
Would that hurt you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.